It is Sunday morning, October 13th. I thought it would be good for us today to consider the truth found in the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. If you have your Bible with you, turn to 1 John, chapter 4, verses 7 through 11, which teaches us about the love of God. The love of God is probably the most dominant Christian subject. It's spoken of more often than any other truth in Scripture. 1 John is really the book that says the most about the love of God, and chapter 4 is about the love of God. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message of the song, for the truth of your word that teaches us about your love. We pray now as we look at this text of Scripture that the Holy Spirit will teach us the truth and apply it to our lives. May the Lord Jesus Christ be exalted, for in his name we pray. Amen. Would you follow in your Bible as I read this text? 1 John chapter 4, beginning at verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Here is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Let's begin with a question. What does this text teach us about the love of God? What do we learn from this text about the love of God? And the first thing that strikes us is that God's love is initiating love, not only spoken of in verse 10, but also in verse 19, that very well-known verse. We love him because he first loved us. God's love is initiating love, and it has to be because no human being would ever love God without having God love that human being first. No one ever loved God first. No one ever came to God first. We are all like Adam, who after he had sinned was running away from God, hiding from God. God came to Adam. It was not Adam's decision. It was God's initiation, and that's the way it has been in history. We love him because he first loved us. And this love of God for us began with election. Before the foundation or creation of the world, God loved a people for himself. Election is based on love. And we ask the question, why did God choose us? Because he loved us. And that's the only answer we could give to that question. As we look at this text together, at God's initiating love, we need to define the word us that is used in this text. Let us love one another. God loved us. Who are the us? This book is written to Christians, to believers. This text does not apply to unbelievers. God's love is not directed toward unbelievers. It is directed toward His chosen people. And God loves us, believing Christians, chosen by Him. And so, God's love is initiating love. Look at verse 10. Here is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us. Now those two small words bring a world of meaning. Not. It is not that we loved God, but that He loved us. And so we learn from this passage that God's love is initiating. Now, that ought to humble our hearts this morning and ought to make us most graceful. We would never, ever have loved God if He had not initiated His love toward us. Beginning with election and then activated by regeneration. As we lived and walked here on the earth, we lived with a sin nature. We were involved in sin. Our heart was not bent toward God. All we like sheep were running astray. God came to us. In many different ways and many experiences, when we listen to Christians give testimonies, some will say they were in a home or they were in church or someone was talking to them, but God came to them. And by the work of the Holy Spirit, God gave us life. God gave us faith. And we responded in love to Him. It was not our decision that initiated our salvation. It was God's initiating love toward us. Thank God for His initiating love. The second thing we learn in this passage is that God's love is generous love. Now those two things go together. Generosity and love, they go together. Some things in life go together. Salt and pepper, ham and eggs, and like that. Generous love is God's love. The Father sent His Son, which is a saying God gave His Son. God sent His Son, the very best that God had, His own Son, He gave. Now, we read in verse 9 that this is the love of God was shown to us, that God had sent His only begotten Son. And I think it's important that we understand the word begotten and how it's used. Some people read this and think then that there is the Father, and somehow out of the Father came Christ. And that Christ is sort of second rate to God the Father, that He is less than divine because He is begotten. Now the Greek word here it's two words really, monogene. Mono means only. That's why it's translated, He sent His only begotten Son. Gene means generation or birth. But in this sense, it's not that Christ was born eternally, because He is eternal Himself, as is God the Father. He is not less divine than is God the Father. It means that He is the begotten Son of God in the sense that He is the only one. He is the only Son. He is the begotten Son of God, in that He is the only Son of God, and God sent His only Son. The very best that God could give, He gave to us. His only begotten Son. God's love is generous love. Now, in the third place, we learn in this passage that God's love is sacrificial. God sent His Son. For what purpose? To die. That's sacrifice. Christ came to die. And of course, we look at His sacrifice on the cross. But when you think about it, His whole life was sacrificial, in that He never had a selfish moment. Our Lord Jesus Christ, here in human flesh, never had a selfish thought, never had a selfish deed. He gave up His life every day, every moment for others, for us. His entire life was sacrificial. I was thinking more about that this past week. Do we see much of sacrifice today? Well, very little, really. There isn't much sacrifice. We have so much. And then I thought, well, there are some people today who are sacrificing. It is parents. Parents really sacrifice for children and young people. And today, most parents work outside the home, and they work hard. And they give their life so that the children and young people can have a home, can have the food and the luxuries of life. Many parents are sacrificing their life for their children. God's love is sacrificial. He sent His Son to die. Thank God for that sacrifice. Now then, we learn that God's love is forgiving love. And in verse 10, we read, "Here is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Now there is that word again. It's used three times in Scripture, propitiation. And when we were discussing 1 John chapter 2, we got into that word in depth. It has to do with atonement. It has to do with sacrifice. It means satisfaction in this way. The justice of God was satisfied through the death of Christ, so that forgiveness could come from God to those who don't deserve it, because the atonement was adequate to pay the penalty for our sin. God's love is a forgiving love, in that the sacrifice removes the penalty, removes the punishment. We will never be punished for our sin. We will never suffer the penalty we deserve, because the sacrifice of the only Son of God is adequate to take away our sin. God's love is forgiving love, not only that He took away the sin, but It restores the relationship. It means that God and the believer are together. Peace has been restored. And God's love is forgiving love. And then we learn that God's love is practical love in verse 11. Beloved, since God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. God didn't keep his love within him. He expressed it. He revealed it. He gave it. It is a sharing love. And that's why we have verse 11. As a result for us, here is the application. Since or because God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Now, if you have some time today or as you listen to this tape, go ahead and read the entire chapter of 1 John because it's about love and loving one another. And John goes so far to say, if we don't love one another, we don't love God. God's love is an expressing, practical, sharing love. And we ought also to love one another. Now, this passage gives us the example as the way God loved us is the way we should love one another, beginning with initiating love. Initiating love reaches out. It doesn't wait and say, well, I'm not going to love until I receive love. No, we initiate. We go out. We love the other person, the other people, first, as God first loved us. And then it's generous love. And John says, well, you can't really say you love if you see somebody in need and you just walk past them and ignore them. No, it gives. We give. God's love is sacrificial. Today, are we willing to give time, energy, to someone who needs it, to give up some pleasure, something from ourselves, to sacrifice, to show and express our love to others? Are we willing today to forgive as God's love is forgiving? Are we bearing resentment or carrying a grudge or any bitterness? God's love is forgiving love. Beloved, if since God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And to express that love in very practical ways and let it be known. I was listening to a young man preach on television some time ago. His father had died, and the son was now preaching in that church. And he was talking about his father in a very good way, good relationship. And the father, I think, was in the hospital with cancer. And one special day, the son said he had a very busy schedule, but he felt compelled just to go and be with his father that day. And together they had great expressions of respect and love for each other. And it was a wonderful day. And it was that night that the father died in his sleep. And the son was saying he was so thankful that he didn't give in to a busy schedule, but that he took the time to spend with his father so that he could tell his father how much he loved him. What a lesson for us today. To make the most of every day we have each other. In initiating love and sacrificial love and forgiving love and practical love. May the Lord God implant the truth of this text into our lives. Heavenly Father, help us to love. We are so imperfect at it. Sometimes we are so weak about expressing our love or giving our love. Be our strength today to cause us to love as you have loved. We appreciate your love for us. We thank you for loving us. Help us now to express our love for each other. For Jesus' sake, amen.